You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together read and study through the entire New Testament, the Word of God. Lord God, we praise you today. Thank you for another awesome day. Thanks for waking us up. Thanks for giving us the strength to get through this day, no matter what time it is, Lord. We know it's time for, and that is to praise and exalt you. You are the Almighty God. Help us indeed to walk before you and be blameless. We ask for your blessings on our study now. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Happy Memorial Day to everyone out there. This program is airing on Monday. It was recorded on Saturday, though, and you could have heard it on Saturday if you followed us along on Facebook at WGOD Radio. Or if you went to our website and put a bookmark on your computer at WGODradio.com. Click on the link that says prior broadcasts, and then there's one more link to click on. And from there, you'll see some 5 or 6 years worth of podcasts online for you to listen to. So variety of ways of tuning in here to this program. We are starting chapter 12 today. Now, we just wrapped up the book of Acts at church, so I've got a long way to catch up. There's 28 chapters. We're going to start chapter 12. At church on Wednesday nights, starting this Wednesday night, June the 1st, we are going to start a verse-by-verse study in 1 Peter, then 2 Peter, then the book of Revelation, which will take well over a year to go through that one. So that's what's in store here coming up. You're invited out on Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock, Island Community Church. That's the church that I pastor. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Wednesday nights from 6 to around 7, Sunday mornings at 10:30, and Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. We have Sunday night services again now. On the Sunday night, Brother Fred Rickard is teaching through the first 11 chapters in Genesis. And also Sunday evening, I'm going over what I preached on Sunday morning. So, okay, let's get into the Word now. We're in the book of Acts. Let's pick it up here, chapter 12, verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Boy, that's just what Jesus said. Remember James and John? Remember they said, we want to sit on your right hand and on your left in your kingdom. Remember what Jesus said to them? Oh, he spoke those prophetic words. Oh, indeed, you will drink of the baptism of which I will be baptized with. And here it is now. Here's the death of the first apostle, John's brother, James. Killed by Herod. Who was, let's call him a Jew pleaser. This is what he aimed to do. Now, Herod is Herod Agrippa the First. He's the grandson of Herod the Great. Very popular king. And he was, let's call him a Jew pleaser. This is what he aimed to do here, which is why he took Peter as well. Now, when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. All right, first of all, verse 4, a quaternion. That is a squad of four. So my understanding of this is correct. There's four squads of four. Now do the math. Four times four is what? That's right. 16 soldiers, if my understanding is right, of this. The Greek word is tetradion, which is four soldiers. He was delivered to four groups of four to keep him. Then it says intending after Easter. All right, there's a bad mark there for the King James Version. Sorry, the Greek word here is Pascha, where our word Passover comes from. That's how this should read. Sorry, it shouldn't read Easter. It should read Passover, because that's the correct English for the Greek word Pascha is Passover. So after he'd apprehended him, he put him in prison, that's Peter, and delivered him to four groups of four soldiers to keep him, intending after Passover to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. All right, picture this. Four groups of four, 16 Roman soldiers guarding him. Look at the next two words. The next two words is but prayer. In other words, look out, world, but prayer. 16 Roman soldiers guarding him, but prayer. You know, it's the same thing with you. No matter what you're going through, but prayer. No matter how big your giants are, whether it's 9'6" coming up to you, or a lion, or a tiger, or a bear, oh my, what do you have but prayer? It's the same thing, but prayer. Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I think it's verse 17 or 18, he says, pray without ceasing. This is your greatest weapon, is but prayer. And that's what happened here with Peter. On account of Peter, or for Peter, is that people were interceding for him. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. He's guarded by, if my understanding is right, 16 soldiers. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Now, the Feast of Unleavened Bread was the seven-day feast that followed after Passover. For at least two reasons, Herod would find it expedient to execute Peter. First, Peter was known as the leader of the church. Second, he had fraternized with Gentiles. Remember back, we just read back in chapter 10, when he went to Cornelius' house. This infuriated the unbelieving Jews. And Herod was seeking to please them. So as far as the Jews are concerned, there's two great reasons to kill Peter. But let me say this, friends, and that is God had another plan. It's not up to you when I die. It's up to him. You see, God rules. God has numbered my days, and you as well. God has numbered your days. It's not up to some hissing demon or some crazy wild-eyed Muslim or some shooter to decide when the time and day is that you leave this world. It's not up to them. It's up to God. Because your days are recorded in eternity past. The crucifixion of the Son of God is recorded before, and it was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Your salvation was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1:4, it says, he chose you in him before the foundations of the world. No demon can take you out before your time. No sickness can, no cancer can take you out. No slipping on a banana peel can take you out. No one can take you out. until your work here is done. Remember that. God's on your side. God's got your back. Pray, though. You must pray. It says here they prayed without ceasing for Peter. And God had another plan. Verse 7. Now, behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him. See, this is what happens. When it's not your time, when it's not your time to die and leave this world, things like this happen. Now, remember, when it was Peter's time, you know, the tradition of the church has it that Peter was crucified upside down. No angels came and took him away then. Same as the Apostle Paul. When he was on a ship on his way sailing to Rome, and there was a hurricane and the ship ran into trouble, they went 14 days without seeing the sun, and then the Son, that is, of God, came and appeared to Paul and said, "Don't fret about it. You are going to make it to Rome, and you're going to testify of me once you get there." And that was all he needed, you see. He got a promise from the Son of God that God had his back. How about you? How many promises do you want? I will never leave you or forsake you. Your name is engraved in the palms of my hands. You are more, I am more than a conqueror through him who loved me. How many do you need? You've got hundreds and hundreds of promises that God is for you. Therefore, who can be against you? How about greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? You've got a lot of them, friends. God's got your back. God's on your side. And when it's not your time, things like this are going to happen to you too. Chapter 12, verse 7. Behold, the angel of the Lord came to Peter, and a light shined in the prison. And he struck Peter on his side, raised him up, and said, "Get up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said to him, "Gird thyself, bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he saith unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him. And he did not know that it was true, which was done by the angel, but he thought he saw a vision. In other words, friends, pinch me. I gotta be dreaming. This is what he thought here. He's chained up. He's got 16 guards. He's locked up in jail. What are you gonna do? How are you gonna escape out of that? When it's not your time to leave this world, I don't care how many hissing demons are banging at your door. God will prevail every time, whether or not he has to send an angel to where you are and knock everyone else out of sleep. No matter what it is, when your ministry is not done here in this world, no one can stop you. No one will stop you. Peter was so surprised at this, he thought he was dreaming. He went out and followed him, and he wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but he thought he saw a vision. That's my words of encouragement to you today, friend. Pray without ceasing, and remember, God's got your back. No one can take you out before it's time and before your ministry has ended. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.